Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. This is a time to just do that. Breathe for your soul. You know, the word breathe is so beautiful. It's one of those words when you just hear it, you immediately exhale. Another B word is beloved. You are God's beloved. And it's interesting, during the season when I was struggling with anxiety, struggling literally to breathe freely, you know, because of that tightness in my chest, it was God's words of affirmation that reminded me that God calls us beloved. We are God's beloved, and it's unconditional. So I hope that as we pause together, you'll be reminded that you're so beloved by God. May you feel as beautiful and beloved as you truly are this very moment.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
One of the things that's very difficult that brings us stress in life is somebody's words. In contrast to God's words, a person's words can cause us pressure, stress, guilt, and it may be what they're saying or what they're not saying, or perhaps they're asking you of a request that you don't know how to say no to, even though in your spirit and in your heart and mind, you know it's probably better for your well-being to say no. Well, what do you do in that situation? That is today's topic of stress and encouragement. We're going to be reminded of what God says, what Jesus says to release us from that stress and that pressure. We're going to lower our stress and that sense of pressure in order for us to be and live as God's beloved. Well, I'm Bonnie Gray. I'm the author of Sweet Like Jasmine, Whispers of Rest, and Finding Spiritual White Space. You know, that white space, that term comes from art and design. Any of you who are designers or artists, you already know what I'm talking about, or even sculptures. There's something called the white space. If you look at a painting, if it has a ton of clutter, it's more likely it's an advertisement. But if it's fine art, there's lots of white space, and whatever's the beautiful object that the artist wants us to really rest into is surrounded by white space. It signifies beauty and quietness. And so that was just a wonderful beginning as I was wrestling to find peace, that God was saying, the more you can rest in my love and peace, the more you will become the art that God has created each of us to be. Now, one of those cluttering effects in our spirit, whether it's our emotional well-being or even our body, you know, because they're connected, it's what someone says about us, or we're afraid of somebody's words. So I'm curious, is this something that you're currently facing? Or maybe it's something that a friend of yours is encountering, or your family member, whether it's your spouse or your child. You know, we want to be that encouraging voice to them. Maybe it's not something you're struggling with now, but we want to free each other of the fear of other people's words, because we want to hear God's words. And sometimes we don't have the ability to feel that kind of encouragement. So it has to come from a person. Think about all the times in your life where you really needed those words of encouragement, and it came from someone that God used through their story or just calling you up, right? So we are that voice of encouragement. Last time on episode 40, I talked about how we can move forward even when life feels so unsettled and it seems like everything's just odds and ends. God says, hey, I see beauty. And I talked about fried rice and I said, hey, you know, join me, support me on Patreon. And I'd love to invite you into my kitchen. I have a video where I show you step by step how to cook fried rice. So it's still there. Please join at patreon.com/BonnieGray. It'll be in the show notes. You can also sign up for my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. You'll also get information to join and support sending me a virtual cup of coffee. So here's the thing. My son, he is at an age right now. He's 16. I can't believe I'm saying that because when I started blogging, Josh was only 4 and I just had baby Caleb was 1. But he's 16 now. And one of the things that is happening is he likes to share, which I'm grateful for. You know, usually when we're together, he'll share things he's learning on YouTube. He watches YouTube and sometimes there's suggestions. If you guys are YouTube watchers as well, they make suggestions based on what you're watching. And he shared with us that he's learning how to fall asleep in 2 minutes. And I thought it was so interesting because he said, hey, mom, dad, did you know that the military, they train people how to fall asleep within 2 minutes? So he thought that was cool. And it's the military method. And it's a method that the United States Navy pre-flight school created, a routine to help pilots fall asleep in 2 minutes or less. And it took the pilots about 6 weeks of practice, but it worked. They were able to fall asleep even after drinking coffee with gunfire noises in the background. So Josh was really excited. You know, he's at an age where he does have to contend with a lot of schedules and soccer practices and school. And, you know, the demand that we have to rise up to as we grow older increases. So I thought it was interesting that this was something that was appealing to him because he wanted to fall asleep. Now, one of the things that keeps me up at night, and I'm curious as you're listening, what is it that keeps you up at night? Well, one of the things that kept me up at night recently is that I've been asked to do something or be a part of something where I really felt as I went through the process, I was very interested, but as I went through the process, I learned there's something that really wasn't, I believe, what God was calling me to invest time and resources in. It just didn't match my values. And so it was good for the person who's doing it, but it wasn't what was matching my values. Does that make sense? And that's part of what's difficult, right? Because you may come into a situation where something that is good for others may not be right for you. And especially if there's something that makes you feel like it would cause you more stress, you really need to know that God wants to bring you towards peace and goodness. Now, obviously, we're called out of our comfort zones. God is always calling us towards newness, but that's where it takes that prayerful consideration. Is this leading me more towards faith, leaning on God and trusting Him? Or is this something that if I say yes to, it's more out of fear of what someone might say or think about me? So obviously this requires a lot of courage to do. And so one of the things that I wanted to share as Josh was talking about sleep is I wanted to share a verse that has helped me as I go through to try to fall asleep, even as I'm not too sure what to say in declining an invitation or withdrawing an opportunity. What would you say? What would you do? And how do you sleep and rest in peace before that decision is made? Well, there's a beautiful passage that Jesus himself says. Jesus in Luke 12:12 says, when you're brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how to defend yourselves or what to say. For at that time, the Holy Spirit will teach you what you should say. At that time, the Holy Spirit will teach you what you should say. Don't worry about how to defend yourself in that moment. I think sometimes we try to just kind of figure out the whole script. And we're trying to think of all the objections or what somebody might accuse us of. And so it just goes on and on and on. and our overthinking takes over and worry takes over. And yet Jesus says, I understand the worry. So when Jesus says, do not worry, it's an encouragement. He's saying, it's okay. You don't have to worry so much what someone else will say to defend yourself. And it's interesting, he listed synagogues and rulers and authorities. For the people at that time, I mean, that's the ultimate, you know, the cultural society is based on what the synagogue rulers and authorities are going to say. Yet Jesus says, at the time, the Holy Spirit will teach you what you should say. It's living one moment at a time. And so sometimes we might not even know what that word will be. But at the moment, God will give us the words. I'm curious, what are the words that the Holy Spirit may be putting on your heart? What are those words? And what is keeping you from saying them?
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Focus now on Jesus. Focus now on Jesus, because what's interesting about this military method, Josh was telling me, I asked him, what do you do for this military method? He said, first, picture yourself in a canoe floating in the water, lying down. Second, picture yourself in a dark room, in a hammock, resting. And then last, just tell yourself, don't think, don't think, don't think. And to do this like 10 seconds each, you keep doing it and then you'll fall asleep. According to Josh, it worked for him. And I thought, wow, that's so interesting, because this is what I do when I find it difficult to fall asleep. And the words that I think somebody else might be saying in response to my withdrawal or no or decline. I picture myself, instead of being in a canoe, I picture myself on the beach and looking at the waves. What is your quiet, peaceful place? Where do you love to go? Or what is that place that has been for you a piece of peace? I want you to picture that place even now. And what are the sounds that you would be hearing? I hear the waves lapping on the sand. Second, Josh says that he pictured a dark room lying in a hammock. Well, I picture myself in a dark room. The second thing I like to picture myself is with Jesus. He's sitting next to my bed, just holding my hand. And instead of saying, don't think, don't think, I hear Jesus saying to me, everything's going to be okay. What is that word of peace that God's putting on your heart? I want you to think of what God may be speaking and whispering to you to bring you peace and calm. I love this image of Jesus sitting next to me in my bed, because I think of the story where Jesus was waking up and touching a little girl that everybody else thought was passed on already. And yet Jesus is holding her hand and told her to arise. And after rising, he told her to get up, and he told the parents to have her eat something. This is so interesting. God didn't tell the little girl to get up and start working, start doing her homework, start doing her chores. When you're feeling weary, don't push yourself so hard. And in fact, do what helps feed your soul. Or it could be you need to feed your body. What is it that Jesus would be whispering to you as he places his hands to touch you with his peace and invites you to arise, to do something that brings you peace and joy? What is that thing? I'm curious. Well, today's soul care tip is related to this whole concept of hearing God's voice and doing your best to rest when you might be wrestling over what words you want to respond, whether it's through email or through a phone call, or maybe it's something face-to-face you need to meet, whether it's in your meeting at work or a response you need to send or a parenting moment or a discussion you need to talk with your spouse about, or a friendship where you need to have a conversation. I don't know what that is, but we want to do what God has wired our bodies to do to relax. And one of those things is nature sounds. Yes, nature sounds. I was talking about the beach and the beautiful sound of the waves coming up against the shore, but I'm curious, what is your favorite nature sound? The continual noises of our modern day life, you know, people talking, traffic, and TV, buzzing updates from our smartphones, all of these elevate stress hormones and increase anxiety. But research at the Pennsylvania State found that simply listening to sounds in nature recovers your positive mood. And it helps when you hear those same sounds. And another Swedish study found that relaxing sounds of nature, it can be recorded or live, like birds singing, ocean waves, rain, the river. What is that for you? I love the creek also. Oh, I love it in spring. What is it that restores your calm? You can listen to it, whether it's recorded or just being a walk outside on a walk. And just recalling it will help you to restore calm. So I hope that this has been a beautiful time for your soul to focus on God's words to you, and that He'll provide for you the moment that you need those words. I eventually wrote up whatever it was in an email to respond with my withdrawal. And I just did what I felt would be best while I was in that place on the beach with Jesus. So for me, I pictured myself with Jesus. What would I say knowing that Jesus was there with me? How would I respond? And those were the words that I placed in that email. Well, friend, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. And I want to invite you also to just picture yourself in that place of calm. Lord Jesus, thank you so much. You meet with us in our quiet, restful places, whether it's at the beach, sitting on a hill under a autumn tree as we watch the leaves falling, or a sunset, or just a quiet bench at the park, or even in our backyard, God. Wherever that place is for my dear friend who's listening now, I ask you, Jesus, to touch her with your peace, your hand, that she can hear that you will provide her with the words she needs in the moment she needs them, for you are with her and you love her. Thank you that you will guide us and that you understand all of our worries, and yet you tell us, do not fear, for I am with you always. In Jesus' name, amen. May God prepare the path that's ahead. And I just am so thankful for you, how God is laid down treasures that are there for you to help strengthen your faith and to lift you up. I want to continue to encourage you. If you've been encouraged by today's podcast, sign up for my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And I'll send you a weekly devotional with the scientific link so that you can even forward them to a friend. You know, it helps when you know you're not alone and have, you know, learn new lessons of science and integrated with what God says, the way He made you to take better care of yourself. And if you're enjoying this encouragement, send me a virtual cup of coffee. Sign up to be a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/BonnieGray. And you can support me. And we're going to be starting a book club here as well. So remember, you're loved, you're cherished, and you're worth it. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Welcome to America, the land of junk sleep, where it's bedtime, but you're double booked. Here, there's always one more deadline to meet, episode to watch, or meme to share. The world may not want you to sleep, but we do. Only the sleep experts at Mattress Firm can help you find the right bed at the right price. Unjunk your sleep. In-store or online at MattressFirm.com today.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.